The Big Rick Podcast. The best of the biggest interviews from Big Rick in the Morning on iHeartRadio, Apple, or Google Podcasts, or anywhere podcasts are heard. See more info now at onairwithrick.com.
All right, Ian Flanagan from NBC's The Voice is on the line with us right now. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Rick. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good. Glad to hear the same from you. So, you know, I was reading your bio, and I didn't realize that you tour still full-time from a motorhome. What is it like to be on the road with your family and performing music day in and day out?
I feel really blessed and lucky to do it. I think it's an alternative kind of path that I'm trying to maybe find a few more musicians out there like me doing it. I think it's a really good way to navigate a difficult economy, but it's also been a really beautiful experience. You know, we kind of took a leap of faith doing it, and we didn't know anybody who had previously done it and been successful with it. So, you know, every day we have a goal. We got to get to certain places, and we park the RV about an hour outside of whichever city we're going to be playing in that month. And then I tow a car, so we kind of drive in and out. And we're lucky to do it all together. We do it all as a family. I bring my daughter to most of the shows, and you know, it's just kind of like a family traveling circus half the time, but it's fun.
Now, I want to make sure I get her name right, but your daughter, is it Kamea? Is that right?
Kamea.
Kamea, I was so close. How does Kamea react to living on the road like this? It's got to be a different kind of life and a cool experience for her, right?
It's a very cool experience, and she's already passed her first year on the road. She's about a year and 3 months in. And, it was different, but at the same time, she just turned 7 3 days ago, and it's kind of the perfect age, like being 6 and 7, because, you know, they're young and they're learning, and half of our homeschooling is involved in our work trade programs, where what I'll do to kind of, you know, keep the cost of touring down is we'll do work trade where, like, for example, we'll be out in Arizona, and we were working this past year at an arboretum, which is like a botanical garden.
Yeah.
And our job was to be tour guides through it. So she was a little tour guide with us. And she's learning all about desert plants and teaching other people, and kind of, she's just getting a lot of really unique experiences out there.
You know, I have four daughters myself. Okay. And around that age that you're describing, 5, 6, even into 7, that's when I feel like you really figure out what kind of human being they're going to be as far as a personality is concerned. Are you starting to see that, or have you already seen that?
Yes, for sure. Especially this past year at 6, she's always been a really outgoing kid. But she's there at the merch booth. She's selling CDs. She's selling stickers.
Wow.
She's like an outgoing personality as it is. And plus, she's an artist, so she's always painting. She's always trying to sell her paintings at the merch booth. I think it's the cutest thing.
Oh, that sounds adorable. I've got Ian Flanagan on the line. He's from NBC's The Voice. He's, I believe, still on Team Blake. We'll talk about that in a moment. Hey, I saw this performance. Have you ever seen The Rain? Man, you knocked that out of the park, man. How did you get ready to do that song? That has to be a really challenging song to do.
That song is really, especially trying to do it justice like the original version. I was paired with Aaron Scott, and he is a phenomenal rock vocalist. And a lot of what we did, you know, we just sat together for a while, and we actually made up probably 3 or 4 different arrangements to try to do it justice, because, you know, you want to do it in equal splits and kind of, and you got to work with the coaches and the feedback, and it's just a lot to kind of mold into that finished product, even though it only lasts 2 minutes. And I don't know, we just had repetition, and that was actually the third version we came up with.
So what have you learned from Blake Shelton as far as how did he coach you to get ready for a song like that? You know, Blake's a really underrated vocalist. I've met Blake a few times. He's definitely a character. He's the character in the room out of everybody. So how did he use his personality and his knowledge to get you ready for a tune like that?
But, you know, he definitely you know, he respects the classic music and everything, and he is a great vocalist. His main advice, though, is kind of finding your authentic, like, originality and sticking true to it. So, you know, his main thing a lot of times with us or people like myself kind of nudging us back into a lane if we're getting too far out into something else. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, the main thing is also how to approach the song and how to perform it. He'll kind of give us pointers on that. But yeah, I'd say the main thing is that he was pushing us both to be authentic in ourselves during the whole process.
Yeah.
We were trying to, it's easy to get out of in your head, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. I didn't mean to step on you there. Wanted to tell you a quick story and to see if you've had this experience in learning from Blake, but I interviewed him probably about 15 years ago. And I mean, this was Blake that still had rocker hair at one point, and then it went to mullet.
Oh yeah.
You know, when I first met Blake, and he will probably confirm this, he didn't feel like he was comfortable in his own skin as an artist. And then all of a sudden, a few years later, he just comes back into the scene and is a whole different, I feel like a whole different person. Like you said, he's authentic and comfortable in his skin as an artist. Has that rubbed off on you any?
Oh, yeah. You know, Blake has one of those personalities that definitely does rub off. You know, he's very comfortable. He's very down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't help but kind of absorb that in the room where he brings, you know, he makes it not as stressful as it could be. So I'm grateful for that part of him.
Ian Flanagan's on the line with NBC's The Voice. So, Ian, let me just ask you this. What are you going to do if you win The Voice?
Well, you know, I try to think about just one step at a time. But if I were to win, I definitely think we would be getting a 30-foot motorhome.
Oh!
We'd be upgrading. Yeah. We got a 24-foot right now, so I think we'd be going for the 30-foot.
I'm sure that 4 feet of extra space makes a huge difference, too, especially in a motorhome.
It does.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
it's it's like a swimming pool.
One last question, because I know you got to go here in a minute or two, but what is country music like in New York State? You're from New York State. I hope I'm saying the city correctly. Saugerties, hopefully I'm saying that right. What is the country music scene like there?
Well, you know, it's interesting, actually, because New York is very country in a lot of ways. You know, you go 2 hours north of the city, and it's a lot of farms, just rolling hills. I grew up, you know, 4 minutes from Woodstock, New York. So right down the road,
holy,
it's like Levon Helm, all the, like, Big Pink, where Bob Dylan recorded. And, you know, country music to me, it doesn't necessarily, it's more of a feeling and more of the descriptive nature of the lyrics and the storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, for me, besides the musical arrangements, it's really just about that connection to the story. And New York is all about that in a lot of ways. You know, we have a lot of, maybe it's more Americana that comes from up there. But it's all in the same vein of that connection. So there's a lot of really amazing bands and a lot of amazing songwriters up there that kind of shaped me and my growing.
Ian Flanagan's on the line with us from NBC's The Voice. Ian, I've got a challenge for you, and take this to Blake.
All
tell
right.
him Big Rick near Indianapolis said to do this. You've got to do Blake Shelton's Red, 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 Red Neck. You going to do that song on The Voice for me? Come on, man.
I'll try, man. I'll see if I can do it.
All right. All right. Cool, man. Ian Flanagan, thanks for joining us, bud. Good luck on The Voice. I hope you win it all, man.
Hey, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Big Rick Podcast. Remember to subscribe on iHeartRadio, Apple, or Google Podcasts, or anywhere podcasts are heard. See exclusive video interviews and content now with the Big Rick in the Morning YouTube channel. Subscribe now at onairwithrick.com.